In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And today I have something special for you because we've interpreted this scripture that belongs to us. But let me tell you what I'm talking about. The parable of the hidden treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in a field, the which when a man hath found it, he hides it for joy. Therefore he goes and sells all that he has to buy the field. Remember, we think of this about ourselves, that the hidden treasure is Jesus. But you know what? It's not true. The hidden treasure is you. And he goes out with joy, and he lays down his life for you and sells everything for you. You are the hidden treasure. And he not only buys the treasure, he buys the field that you are. And there are many rocks in your field and in my field that have to be taken out. So Jesus talks about the hidden treasure as being you and me. We've always seen the hidden treasure as being Jesus. But you see, he's the one that strips himself of the deity and empties himself and becomes a slave even unto death, death on a cross. You are the hidden treasure, and he has bought you on the cross of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that love that Jesus has for you today, that he bought you by his very blood that he shed on the cross? Do you believe it today? It's true. Whether you believe it or not, it was for you. I speak to you that he bought you with his blood. He redeemed you with his blood. He sold everything that he had and went and bought the field. You are the field. You are the hidden treasure. And he buys the field with the rocks and all, and he wants to get those rocks out of the field. The parable of the pearl of great price. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant seeking good pearls, who when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, you are the pearl of great price, that Jesus Christ empties himself, takes the form of a slave, and he buys you with his blood. Yes, you are the pearl of great price. You say, I don't feel like the pearl of great price, but you are. You are. Today is the Feast of the Rosary. Our Blessed Mother is praying for us. You are the pearl of great price, and Jesus laid down his life for you. We've always taken this that Jesus was the pearl of great price, but how many people find that pearl and go out and sell everything they have and buy it with joy? Jesus did it for you and for me on the cross. I am the pearl of great price. I am the hidden treasure in the field, and so are you. I don't want to only say you, because I say, you know, what about me? I am the pearl of great price as well as you. And he empties himself and becomes a slave, even on a cross, and he buys you with his blood. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they withdrew it to the shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. The good and the bad shall be taken. And how do we become good? Oh, by grace through faith. That's how we become good. Again, Jesus did not come to make bad men good. He came to make dead men alive in the power of the Spirit. Do you believe that? Are you alive today? Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Are you alive? Am I alive today? Oh, he bought us with his blood. He went to the cross out of love for you and out of love for me. Jesus said unto them, Have you understood these things, these parables? They say unto him, Yes, Lord. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder that brings forth out of this treasure both the old and the new. I remember having this, prophetic word over Father Matthew before he was a priest. This prophetic word of being able to bring out the new as well as the old. I'm going to tell you, what is the old? The Spirit of God. He is the old. He's not the new. He's the old. What is the new? Maybe computers to work with the Spirit of God. I don't know what the new is, but I know that the Spirit of God is the old. And you know, he is the new. He makes all things new too. Spirit of God makes all things new. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that the Spirit of God makes all things new? And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he left. And when he was come into his own country, that's Nazareth, he taught them in their synagogue. Remember what I talked to you about a synagogue. A synagogue was the place where they heard the word of God, so they couldn't get to the temple. It was too far away. And the temple was the place where they did sacrifice. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence hath this man wisdom and these mighty works? Like, where did he get this wisdom? Where did he get these mighty works, these miracles? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren called James, and Joses, and Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? They were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and his own house. And he did not do many mighty works there, because of their unbelief. I'm going to tell you, that holds true today. A prophet is not accepted in his own town. I do not call myself a prophet, but I speak prophetically sometimes. And you know what? So many people in the parish have rejected me, really rejected Jesus. If they reject you, they reject Jesus. We have people coming from all around to hear the word of God and to be prayed with. You see, I'm not telling you that I've been perfect here. That's not true. I've not been perfect. Maybe I should have done other things. But I started by having novenas and everything, and people didn't come. They came few, but not many. I started with doing the things that the church did many years ago. And you know what? People came, but not very many. So we have many people coming here now, and you're welcome at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And they come how? They come from far away to hear the word of God. And he did not do many works there, mighty works. Why? Because of their unbelief. They had no faith. They saw him only as the son of Joseph and the mother of Mary. That's all they saw. They didn't see beyond that this was the Son of God. They didn't see beyond that this was the man that could do things that only God can do, even forgive sins. Oh yes, they knew him so well, but they didn't know him at all. You know, it's like that with people that get converted. They might have lived a life of debauchery and drinking and sexing and drugs, and then they get converted, and people say, but isn't this the same person that was a drunk? In other words, they don't go beyond what he used to be or what she used to be. Now they belong to God, and they are God's, and they are God's people, and God loves them so much. But people say, you know, that's the one that used to drink. And they don't accept the person. Why? Because of his former sins. Too bad. Jesus didn't have sins. They just thought they knew him so well. I'm telling you, Jesus has many facets. And I'm telling you, none of us know him completely. Oh yes, we know him. We can taste and see the goodness of the Lord. But none of us know him completely because he's infinite. He's infinite. We've seen his grace. We've seen his power. We've seen his love. Oh, but there's so much more in Jesus. We've seen his self-sacrifice on the cross. We see the resurrection. No one completely knows Jesus. It's going to take an infinity amount of time to know Jesus. Chapter 14 of St. Matthew. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus. And he said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist, who is risen from the dead. Therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. You know what? He had John the Baptist murdered, had his head put on a platter. This is John the Baptist risen from the dead. Herod wanted to see Jesus do some miracles, as if it was some trick. For Herod had laid on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, the brother of Philip's wife. And Herod married Herodias. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for you to have Herodias. And when he had put him in death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. Yes, he feared the people because the people counted John the Baptist as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday had come, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Whereupon Herod promised with an oath to give her whatever she would ask for. And she, being instructed by her mother, said, give him here the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible that Herod would stoop so low. But you know, I'm sure he had some drink in him. I'm sure that he would say, well, I said that she could have anything, and she wants the head of John the Baptist, so I've got to give it to her. Herod was a coward, because he should have said, no, not that, anything but that. But he didn't. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake. And them that sat with him at dinner, he commanded it to be given her. In other words, he was a people pleaser. Are you a people pleaser? I'm telling you, we are to be pleasers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some people will be pleased by that, and other people will not be pleased by that. Yes, we try to please people. I try to please people, but you know what? There is a line that says, you know, if it means pleasing God or pleasing people, I must please God. I remember many years ago when I was a young man, and my friends, they were my only friends, they didn't understand me, that I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They said, well, it's nice for you. And I was so upset. I said to them, it's not only nice for me, this is my life. And you know what? I couldn't please them. I had to separate myself from them. Why? Because I was going a different way. I'm not better than they are. I'm not better than they are, but I was going a different way. The Spirit of God had seized my life, and I had to make a decision to please people or to please God. And I made that decision by the grace of God. And he sent and beheaded John in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the young woman, and she brought it to her mother. And this is gross. This is absolutely gross. absolutely gross. That's what it is. It's gross. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he departed in a ship into the desert place apart. He wants to mourn. Jesus hears of the death of his cousin and he wants to mourn. He goes to a deserted place apart from people. But when the people had heard where he was, they followed him on foot out of the city. So Jesus can't even mourn for his cousin. Why? Because the people are all after him, and they are coming on foot from the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion to them. What did he do when he was moved with compassion? He healed their sick. Jesus still is in the healing ministry. He heals the sick of people. He heals the sickness of people. Do you believe it today? That he's a healer. He's not only Jesus, he's Jesus, our doctor. That doesn't mean we don't go to doctors. That doesn't mean that at all. Go to the best doctors, the best hospitals, but go to Jesus Christ, who is our healer. Our healer ultimately comes from God, and that is reality. Do you believe that Jesus is a healer? A lot of people don't. They don't believe that Jesus is a healer. But God's love shows us that he is a healer, that he has saved us not only from our sins, but from our sicknesses. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. This is Jesus. He's an itinerant preacher, and he's a healer, and he's an exorcist. He delivers people from demons. Do you believe all these things? That this is Jesus who can still do these things because he's alive. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place." Remember, he went to a deserted place to mourn the death of John the Baptist. "And the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they go into the villages and buy themselves some food." But Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. You give them something to eat." My. You give them something to eat. "And they said unto him, 'We have here 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke it and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Imagine, the leftover was 12 baskets full from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What did Jesus do? Jesus multiplied. Jesus multiplies. Jesus always multiplies. 12 baskets full. And they had eaten about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So how many people were there? 5,000 men who came to hear him and to be touched by him, not counting the women. We always know that there are more women than there are men that follow Jesus. And there the children were with them too. They weren't counted. You didn't count women and children in those days. You only counted the men. I'm telling you, Jesus is a miracle worker. He wants to work miracles in you. But don't be like the people in Nazareth. They had no faith, so he couldn't do very much there. Remember, he couldn't do very much in Nazareth. Why? Because they thought they knew him. They thought they knew him. I remember talking to people. I said, "I had my Jesus time." And I said, "What's your time now, hell?" You know, Jesus is our life. He doesn't only come to us at a time in our life. He is to follow us, and we are to follow him through our life until the very end. I had my Jesus period, yeah. you have your hell period now. When we go away from Jesus, we walk into hell. It's as simple as that. When we reject Jesus, we walk into hell. It's just like that. Jesus saves us from hell. Jesus' love saves us from hell. Jesus' salvation on the cross saves us from hell. Jesus, who gives us the Holy Spirit, saves us from hell. We do not want to walk away from Jesus. We need to have a mustard seed of faith to stay with Jesus no matter what happens. We saw that what happened this week. The young people were asked, are you Christians? And if they were Christians, what did they do? The man shot them. There were 9 people shot because they said they were Christians. That's sick. That is sick. But I'm telling you, to be a Christian means until death do us part. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent multitudes away, he went up on a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening had come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was very, very high. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come over to you on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind and saw the waves and the wind, he was afraid. He began to sink, and he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. But let me tell you about this. Poor Peter gets a bad rap about this because he sinks. But let me tell you, he's the only one that gets out of the boat. He had that much faith. Okay? Jesus said, you of little faith, why did you sink? Did you not know that I was here for you? But Peter was the only one that got out of the boat. The rest of them were sitting in the boat while the storm was raging. But Peter got out of the boat. I give him a B+ for doing that personally. It's amazing. Poor Peter gets a bad rap because he sank. But I'm telling you, he's the only one that got out of the boat. If it meant to you to follow Jesus or be shot, what would happen? I say to you today, I would need the grace of God to tell people that I am a Christian. I would need the grace of God, just like those 9 people did in the United States, the western part of the United States. I would need the grace of God to continue to follow Jesus. The grace is always provided for us, but we need to accept that grace. Let me tell you about Aruba now. Would you like to go to Aruba from the 17th of October to the 24th to a place called Casa del Mar? And the ocean is there, and the swimming pool is there, and it's just beautiful there. Would you like to go to Casa del Mar in Aruba from October 17th to the 24th? I'm asking you if you'd like to go. You know, the time is coming. It's a couple of weeks that you'll get ready to buy your tickets in the airlines. But you call 617-846-1210 and you leave a donation, what you want to donate for this. This money will go to in season and out of season. 617-846-1210. Casa Del Mar Beach Resort in Aruba, the 17th to the 24th, 1 week. I own this timeshare. It's the 42nd week, and I have to pay $835 for next year. So I'm asking you, if you want to go, you call 617-846-1210, and what are you going to give as a donation? Because the highest donation will get it. And I hope that somebody calls me, because I hate to see this week go into oblivion. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.